Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and today we're going to be talking about consumer data and security. And to help me with that conversation, I have Robert Capps, the authentication strategist and vice president of New Data Security. Robert, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we get started, can you give us a little bit of an overview of New Data Security and what it is that they do within the payments industry?
Sure. Yeah. New Data Security provides a product to the market that allows website owners, whether they're a financial institution or a retailer or a social network or an insurance company, to provide a deeper level of authentication to their consumers to verify that the person logging in is the person that belongs to the account versus an imposter who just happens to have stolen their username and password through some sort of an attack.
Excellent. So now, if consumers' personal information has been exposed, what does that really mean and how impactful is it?
Well, I mean, we should probably start off by thinking, rethinking, you know, whether or not someone's information has been exposed. There's been so many data breaches and such a variety of companies have been hacked and data stolen that I think it's pretty safe to assume that pretty much anyone who has a pulse these days and has had any sort of electronic transaction, whether it be a credit card or logging into a website, has probably had some of their data stolen and is available to the fraudsters on the underground markets. So at this point, you know, what you can do is just assume that your data has been stolen and look for ways to limit its usefulness and interact with companies that have deployed technologies that keep that data from being reused.
Okay. So now what is it that hackers actually do with all of this information that they collect?
Well, when they steal things like username and passwords, what they tend to do is they distribute that data to software called botnets. And what they do with those botnets is they go out and they verify those credentials across a wide range of internet sites, from banking and finance to retail, to email providers, even to utility companies, trying to figure out which of those username and passwords work at the various websites. From there, they tend to resell that information to fraudsters who are specialized in attacking those websites and monetizing those credentials. Some of those things would be, some of those attacks would be limited to stored credit cards that may be on the account, but there's also some non-financial attacks that occur where the fraudsters can get in and take additional information out of the account, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, potentially buying history, or in the case of organizations that have digital goods, potentially taking license keys or downloading software that a legitimate consumer has purchased. So there's lots of different ways that data can be used.
All right. So the holidays are already here. So do you kind of see that we're going to see more fraud this holiday season due to exposure of so many records?
Yeah, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, is really applicable here. You know, there's been so many data breaches over time. There's so much data out there. Have the recent data breaches led to more fraud, or has maybe the conversion of credit cards from mag stripes in physical, card present transactions to chip and PIN or chip and signature in the U.S., has that driven a lot of those stolen data points back onto the online retail sites in order to monetize? It's hard to tell. What we do see is that year over year, we see fraud increasing in both online and offline channels. And fraud is moving not just to the payment channels, but also moving to non-financial-based transactions. We're seeing a lot of fraud these days coming from reward systems, where a hacker or fraudster will gain access to a legitimate consumer account, the rewards balance, the rewards points, and transfer those out or download them in some way to use them offline in order to take goods and services out of the system. So, what we're seeing is not just a move of more fraud in the traditional credit card arena, but also towards other non-payment related frauds that they're just as easy, if not easier, to affect.
Yeah, no, I think you make a really great point in terms of just the non-financial fraud that's kind of happening. I know in the news lately there's been a couple of cases of those. But so with this, this is a fraud that continues to grow year over year. Do you really see it kind of as impacting retail sales and credit card usage?
I don't think it's really affecting legitimate usage of credit cards or retail sales. I think what it's definitely impacting is the bottom line for the retailers themselves. They're taking more and more losses that at the end of the day are either going to go to shareholders or going to go to higher prices for consumers. And I think that consumers are bearing the weight of some of this fraud in everyday expenses. Buying a new pair of shoes costs 10, 20% more because the cost of doing business for the retailer is higher in a scenario where they're dealing with a lot more online and offline fraud.
Excellent. So now, in terms of, what it is that e-commerce organizations can do to protect consumers, I know obviously biometrics has been thrown into there. So from your viewpoint, what are some of the things that they can do? And then with biometrics, and we're hearing, quite a few implementations of those, what are some of the different implementations you're seeing across e-commerce organizations?
Yeah, so there's probably a three-part question there. I'll
Yeah,
start with
sorry.
what can the retailers do? Take a page out of the playbook of the financial services organizations. Knowing your customer, knowing their habits, knowing their identity as much as you can in a non-face-to-face transaction helps to alleviate risk and to build a better picture of the transaction that's about to occur on their platform and within their store. That also helps you customize the experience for the consumer, which they like, but it also helps to reduce the risk of potentially bad transactions. On the side of biometrics, we're starting to see more retailers, again, looking to the financial services successes of late, and looking at technologies that can help the retailer understand the relative risk of any transaction that's coming, being presented on their platform or within their stores. So while we haven't seen many, if any, retailers roll out physical biometric verification, the measurement of physical characteristics of the consumer to verify their identity, we are seeing a lot of retailers rolling out passive biometric verification and behavioral analytics in order to identify legitimate good consumers that are coming back to the site time and time again, or the service time and time again, versus someone they've never seen before trying to access an account that normally has one specific person using it. And NuData provides a solution to that problem set, definitely. We're seeing more and more consumer-facing sites adopting that type of technology in order to strongly authenticate their users at the front door. It also gives the benefit of not only strongly authenticating the user, but being able to reduce the friction on those users as well. So if you have a strong idea that the consumer is the right one that's interacting with you, you can drop some of your defenses. You don't have to put those orders through manual review. You don't have to have the consumer pull out their cell phone and wait for a text message to do it in a one-time PIN or any number of other high friction, high abandonment situations for retailers. There's really just an opportunity to make the consumer experience better while reducing risk.
Great, great. So I think this has all been fantastic information, Rob. I definitely think there's a lot of great insights here. So now, if people are interested to learn more about NuData security, where can they go to find out more information?
They can definitely go to our website. That's NuData Security, NuDataSecurity.com. We've got plenty of information there, they can definitely reach out from there if they would like a demo or to get more information.
Great. Well, this has been great. I really appreciate your time and talking to us about customer data and security.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me on.
That wraps up another episode of the Payment Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.